October 17th, King Charles II and the Boscobel Oak. On this day, in 1651, the future King Charles II fled England following the defeat of his forces at the Battle of Worcester. The romantic story of the young heir to the throne who hid in the oak tree at Boscobel while Roundhead forces hunted for him, and his subsequent wanderings for the next 6 weeks dressed as a servant before escaping to France in a coal boat are all well known. Charles never forgot those who helped him escape. Less romantic was the fate of several of those who had signed the death warrant for his father's execution in 1649. He hunted them down remorselessly, and on this very day in 1660, 9 of the regicides were hung, drawn, and quartered in London. Charles was always popular with the ladies. Here's part of a poem about lovemaking from about the same time, Andrew Marvell's to his coy mistress. Had we but world enough and time, this coyness, Lely, were no crime. We would sit down and think which way to walk and pass our long love's day. But at my back I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near, and yonder all before us lie deserts of vast eternity. Thy beauty shall no more be found, nor in thy marble vault shall sound my echoing song. Then worms shall try that long-preserved virginity, and your quaint honour turn to dust, and into ashes all my lust. The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. Today I ask that I will always show gratitude to those that helped me, but not show revenge to those that harmed me.